now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today we're continuing to look at the topic, characteristics of successful homes. There are some homes that seem to be happy in spite of almost overwhelming opposition. And there are other homes that demonstrate a continuing antagonism between the members, despite the fact that there are few outside problems to disturb the marriage. Why is this? Why is it that sickness or financial reverses or job insecurity and other tragedies in life fail to disturb some homes? And why is it that other homes are marked by arguing and bitterness and resentment, despite the lack of financial pressures or sickness or other outside pressures? Clearly, the one home has a foundation that allows it to weather the storms of life, while the other does not have this kind of a foundation. There are certain characteristics that mark successful homes. This week, I'm looking at some of these in order to help you see some techniques that can strengthen the ties that bind your family together. One very basic matter that should mark every Christian home is that of disciplined love between the parents and their children. I say disciplined love because both discipline and love are necessary. You cannot love without discipline, since discipline shows that you care enough about your children that you want them to develop godly habits of living. And you cannot discipline without love, since that will likely drive your children away from home. And so disciplined love is a characteristic that should mark your home. The Bible emphasizes both of these as it gives advice to parents about the home. On several occasions, the Word of God gives examples of fathers who loved their children. Jacob's love for Benjamin in Genesis 44. Job's concern as he offered sacrifice for his children. David's comment in Psalm 103, where he speaks of the father who pitieth or has compassion on his children. And the Lord's illustration of the father who cared for his children in Matthew 7. All illustrate the father's love for his child. Jesus showed the love of the mother for her child as he responded to the Syrophoenician woman in Mark 7, who came to him with a sick child. The need for discipline is even more clearly demonstrated in the Bible, as several direct commands occur to show parents the need for guiding their children away from wrong behavior. Such statements as Proverbs 13:24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes," clearly demonstrate the need for consistent discipline in the home. The Bible also warns parents against an unloving discipline. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." The idea here seems to be that discipline administered in anger can be the means of bringing on even more problems with the child. Now, if the Bible advises you to develop a strong bond of love between yourselves and your children, and if at the same time it advises you to punish your children when they do wrong, it makes good sense that an attitude of disciplined love ought to characterize every Christian home. And homes that are successful manage to develop this kind of an attitude between the parents and their children. Is this the case in your home? Do you love your children enough to discipline them consistently when they do wrong? And do you discipline your children in a spirit of love for them? Or is the love and discipline in your family an inconsistent thing, something that comes and goes as the circumstances of life change within the family? If this is the case, let me urge you to rededicate yourself to the Lord right now. Ask Him to help you love your family consistently. And ask Him to help you discipline your children in a spirit of Christian love. These are both characteristics that you need in order to make your home a successful home, where God's blessing binds the family members together. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.